I missed the newscast on Channel 7. They were doing a piece on Spike. And I kind of didn't understand what the piece was about. I thought maybe it was a piece about, you know, him phone scamming or something like that. I went into the other room and I watched this thing during commercials. And I got to...
I know I'm going
to... I just was laughing my butt off.
Should I just bend over right now and just...
I thought I was watching Comedy Central when they do that...
You're watching it, but you're not buying it.
No. Just take a listen to this.
We all remember where we were that fateful day in September. But how many of us have really changed our lives, made a commitment to live for today?
This is your chance.
This man made that commitment.
It's a picture of Spike.
His name is Spike, and he's the king of goofing around on Channel 955's Mojo in the Morning show.
And then his manager made him get back to work at Dairy Queen doing the Sunday.
This job may look like fun and games, but before September 11th, Spike says he was a workaholic.
I would show up at the station around 4:30 in the morning, and I wouldn't be leaving until 4:30, 5 o'clock that night.
When the airplanes...
Wait a minute.
Huh? Go back. It wasn't until later that night that the emotions hit him, and he realized his life would never be the same.
I thought more of the people who were headed to work that day, who might have had their lunch packed, who might have had a dentist appointment scheduled at lunchtime, and they were just going about their normal day. And that's what struck me more as a tragedy, was that these people had no idea it was their last day.
So Spike decided to work less. A lot less. When were you back? In the afternoon, Spike isn't at the office. He's visiting the Detroit Zoo with his wife, Chris, and his baby daughter, Natalie.
Why can't I put off that conference call or that meeting at work and just get out of work a little early and spend some quality time with the family?
In Royal Oak, I'm Heather Cataldo, Channel 7 Action News.
All right. Very special and touching story.
Very special and touching.
Diana Lewis. Very touching.
I was going to say, before we take shots at it, let's just say that was very nice.
So Spike decided to work less. A lot less.
You going to see the monkeys?
A lot.
You going to see the monkeys?
Want to go see the monkeys?
It's a butterfly.
Oh, man.
He made a conscious decision to work a lot less.
Some would wonder if he's working at all.
You going to see the monkeys?
Hey, man, when it goes from working a lot less, want to go see the monkeys? Like, he does, he has time now to go see the monkeys.
I finally have time to see the marsupials.